Intermediate Level English from LinguaPress.com. Britain, that island. Britain has chosen to Brexit, but is Britain really very different from other places? Just off the north coast of continental Europe, there's an island called Great Britain. Today, this island is closely connected to the rest of Europe. There are direct trains to Paris and Brussels, and thousands of people, cars and lorries, cross the Channel and the North Sea every day between British and continental ports. Britain is very much a part of Europe. We are Europeans, and British history and culture are part of European history and culture. In 1973, after years of discussion, Britain joined the European Union, or the Common Market, as it was called in those days. However, many of the people in Britain have never liked being in the European Union. They imagine that Britain is very different from other countries. Some believe that Britain is better than other countries. In 2016, the people of Britain, or more exactly, just over half of Britain's voters, voted for Brexit. So, in January 2020, Britain left the European Union. Why?
"We're different, aren't we?" says Eddie from London. "We'll do things differently. We don't want to become like other countries."
Millions of people think the same as Eddie. For example, a large majority didn't want Britain to join the euro. They imagine that Britain's identity will be lost if we say goodbye to our pounds and our pennies. They forget that things are also very different from one European country to another. It's quite a strange situation, really, but it's a situation that can be easily explained. Insularity is a deep and historic part of British culture and society. Great Britain's borders have been fixed by nature for thousands of years. If you walk in a straight line for long enough in any direction, you'll know when you've reached the edge of Great Britain. You'll find yourself in salty water. If you want to go to another country from Great Britain, you have to take a ship, a plane, a train, or a car. You can't just drive or walk across the border. Great Britain, that's the island of Great Britain, is physically separated from every other country, and this is the main reason why British people imagine that other countries are so different. Of course, lots of things about Britain are different from the rest of Europe. We drive on the left, we like our pubs, we have sports like cricket, we have our own popular TV programmes. We use pounds and pennies and miles. We drink tea with milk in it. We don't carry identity cards, and our policemen don't normally carry guns. So yes, Britain is different in these respects from France or Germany or Spain or Japan or even the USA. Nevertheless, Britain's difference is disappearing fast. 50 years ago, British people drove British cars. Today, the cars in Britain are British, French, German, Italian, Japanese, and more. Today, we buy petrol in litres, not gallons, and fruit in kilos, not pounds. 50 years ago, our favourite foods were fish and chips and bangers and mash. Among today's young people, the most popular foods and drinks are Italian pasta and pizza, Indian curry, American hamburgers and colas, Chinese takeaways, continental beers, and Mexican tacos. As far as culture is concerned, young Britons love their Britpop bands, but they also like American and Australian TV series, American films, and Japanese and British video games. In fact, they like more or less the same things as young people all over Europe and North America. The real problem is perhaps not that we are very different, it's just that lots of people, in and out of Britain, imagine that Britain is different, because continentals speak other languages, and old ideas take a very long time to die. And you can find the written transcript of this item on linguapress.com/intermediate.